Hello and welcome to the Bride Tender Podcast. I'm your host, Esty Levin, and I'm here to tend to the brides like I tend to the bar. So mix yourself a cocktail and let's get ready to discuss all things weddings. Today, I'm here with Atari from Atari Couture based in Los Angeles, and we're here to talk about wedding fashion, how she got into the business, and just really how to look your best and feel your best on your wedding day. So first and foremost, Atari, I want to thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you for having me.
And, you know, I'm excited to hear things from your perspective because, as you know, I'm from New York, you're in California, and I always say, like, New York and California, they're kind of similar because they're two huge markets, right? Like, the brides are, they want more, they want bigger, they're spending the money, like, which is great for us, like, no, you know, it is. But there's definitely differences between New York brides and LA brides and just the vibe that they go for when it comes to fashion. So first and foremost, I want to kind of ask you, because how did Atari Couture get started?
Well, I'm a third generation seamstress, actually. That's how it started. My family immigrated here from the former Soviet Union. And my grandma was the one who taught my mom back in Soviet Union how to sew. And back in the day, you don't like alter things. You just sew things from scratch. So she knew all the fundamentals of garment making. And when she moved to America, she continued that craft in America. And then I went to college and we moved to Los Angeles. We used to live in Portland, Oregon. And she bought a business here, a tailoring business in the center of Los Angeles, like two blocks from the Grove. And I went to fashion school back then. And I would come home and I wanted to be a designer, but I didn't want to sew. I didn't want to learn that aspect. I was, 18 years old. And she would tell me, like, what are they teaching you? Let me see. It's a private fashion school. So I would show her, like, my homework and stuff. And she would laugh. And she's like, this is not how you're going to become a fashion designer. You need to know fabrics. You need to sew. You need to know how to pattern. All these things. So she literally encouraged me to drop out of college and start working with her. And she's like, not only will I teach you everything, but you'll also make money. And tailoring in Los Angeles is very valuable. So she's like, she was working at the time with Rachel Zoe and Carla Welch, like all of Hollywood. So I kind of joined, and at first it was very difficult. Because you start with like hemming jeans and like taking in pants, like all the simple stuff. And when you first start, you're not that good. So it's not as fulfilling. But as I got into it and into it, it just opened up this talent that I didn't even know I had. And I became a seamstress. I got my own celebrity clients. And I had the Atari Couture Bridal started when I started doing bridal. And aside from that, I started doing custom veils. I would have a bride come in to do alterations. And she'd be like, oh, can you make me also a veil to match? And I'm like, yeah, for sure. So one turned into two and then 10. And then we're here today.
I wanted to touch on something that you said, because it's so funny how we always think that, like, by going to school, that that's going to like make our career. Like, if we don't do this, we won't get there. And as somebody who, I have my bachelor's, I have my master's, but when I was in college, I did all these things outside of school. And I say it all the time, like, the hands-on experience means so much more than your like being sitting in a classroom. Like, sitting in a classroom will never get any of us anywhere
Because it doesn't create a skill. You need to have a skill.
Yeah.
You will not, like, you can educate yourself. You can know how to do it in theory, but until you get your hands dirty,
it's so true. And I think, you know, the fact that you have three generations within this field, yeah, because what you do is it's an art, and a lot of people can't do that. Either they don't know how to work with their hands. That's a big thing. Yeah. Or just really, you know, it's a lot of practice. It's not something that's going to be like that overnight. It's just not. Yeah. So
yeah, it did not happen overnight. I promise you. It took almost 2 decades. So it's a lot of hard work. And you would think, like, people work, what, 9 to 5, 40 hours a week standard, right? And especially in the Hollywood business, there's no 9 to 5. There's no hourly. You work 24 hours a day, like, all the time, nonstop. And when you develop clients where you literally just can't say no to them because they become your clients for years, they become like your family because you spend so much time with them and you become so close that, like, how can you say no? It's like you're dropping someone. So you end up, like, completely devoting your whole being into this business, into this life.
Absolutely. And now obviously, you have a business where you're doing a lot of couture for celebrities and like when they're going to award shows and things like that. And I always say, I feel like everybody has, like, a moment where they, like, got into bridal, and, like, the bridal business, I say this all the time, it may not be correct or right, but the bridal business is like the mafia, you know, like, once you're in, like, you can't get out. Like, there's something, you have to absolutely love it to be in this field.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
What made you kind of want to get more on the bridal side?
I just became so good at making veils. Honestly, like, it was my kind of thing. Like, just personally for myself, I got into so many different appliques and laces, and I would see all of these wedding gowns I was working on, and I was fascinated by all these materials. So I was like, let's create, like, little ones, let's create something different, you know, something that would, let's say, a veil that can match 10 dresses instead of just one. And everything changed for me when I had a bride. Her name is Karen. I'm still to this day friends with her. She already has a baby. I met her husband as well. Such a beautiful girl. She came to me with an Ina's dress, a backless, beautiful lace dress. And she wanted a very, like, avant-garde, grand kind of veil. And that's, like, my whole identity. So I'm like, my eyes went like this. I'm like, oh my God, yes. So I gave her this vision I had, where the blusher would be to the floor. So you're, like, completely cocooned in it. But you have, like, opening of your arms. So it becomes like a double cathedral veil, except your blusher is to the floor. So, like, those photos are on my Instagram. You can see it. And it just looked amazing. And it just brought this symbiosis with the dress that just kind of sparked it in me, like, to actually sit and develop a line and start making all the fantasies I had in my mind actually into reality. And that was, like, the moment. That was the bride that did it for me.
And you know, it's kind of like you say, like, you get so close with these clients, and then you're kind of part of not even just their wedding, but, like, so many, you know, monumental moments within their life, you know, like, they come back, you know, their kids getting, you know, christening, bar bat mitzvah, all of these different events where they're like, you know what, I need you to dress me again. And now we're doing this color, and we're doing this color. And
exactly. We have so many of lifetime clients like this, where, like, I did their wedding dress and their veil, and I'm telling you now, she's pregnant with the second baby. Like we're friends on Instagram, we follow each other. She literally supports me, and not just her, many of these brides where they legit like become your forever clients. And like you, because of social media, thankfully we're able to, keep up with each other, and see, their life and what that wedding transpired to. And it's really fulfilling.
So tell me, what are some trends that you're seeing in the bridal world right now?
I'm seeing a lot of color hues, like different kinds of colors, and different kind of color hues, a lot of textures and appliques that are more 3D, that are more abstract. And that comes from making it more different than the classic bridal. But I think, it's very beautiful. And it was so inspiring to us that we created three dresses right so far, where it's 200,000, 350,000, 500,000 Swarovski crystals
Oh my
in one dress.
God.
So I feel like they're here to stay. Those appliques, those 3D textures, that's a trend that will not go away. I think that's like the new modern bride.
I always say I like pops of color and things like that. So I kind of, even when I see a wedding dress that has that like hue of like that light blue, like I'm obsessed with that, you know, and then that's something blue, like let's wrap it all into one. What
And
is, oh no, you go.
I notice brides that are getting remarried, like is their second or third wedding. I feel like that's when they kind of want to step away from the traditional white, where they'll go into the different kind of hues, especially like a California bride. She's more bohemian. She's more of that like pinky champagne kind of colors, and like the blues. So I feel like it's that kind, like it's a more mature bride. Versus the younger ones where it's their first wedding, they want white.
I went with like the stark white. I was like, this is the only time in my life I'm gonna wear that like just clean white that I'm ever gonna wear. So I know I went with that, but I had tried on multiple dresses that weren't that too. And it's funny, you know, you try on different things and you're like, oh wow, I love this and I love this, and sometimes they're just totally different looks. I want to know what your take is on gloves.
I love it. I
You
love the gloves. I love it. I
do.
do. But here's the caveat. I like the ones that are like connected to the dress. Not the ones where you open your arms and you can see like
You see
them
like branding
separated.
between.
I like it where it's either together with the dress or like clipped to the dress. So it's like one big, look. But I love them.
It
I
was
love
so
them.
funny, like 2023 was like year of the gloves. And so now I'm like, I'm done with it. Like I'm like, they were
I'm
just
not. I'm still
so
into
fun.
it.
I feel like it was just like everyone. And here's the thing. If you get married in a cold season, right? I'm here for it. I can get on board. But if your wedding is like in August and it is 100 degrees, I cannot get on board with the gloves. Like I can't, because it's just the vibe is hot, and hot and gloves just don't go together for me.
That in that regard, I agree.
So tell me, I'm always curious, like you know. So you work in the fashion world, and you had mentioned a few different designers that like you've done work with, like Rachel Zoe, who I'm obsessed with, by the way. This is a Rachel Zoe. I love Rachel Zoe. Like, I need her back on TV. I'm like obsessed with her. Who are some designers, whether it be in bridal or not in bridal, that inspire you?
I really love Zuhair Mourad. I think the way he brings fashion out of his fashion line into bridal, like, I don't think any other designer does that. Just the way that he transitions his textures, his beadings, his appliques into his bridal is just, I don't know. I think it's so exquisite the way he does it, and it's so inspiring. He's my favorite.
It's cool getting to like, I like seeing designers when they branch out and do something a little bit like off the cuff for them to for me, I love so much of like what Chanel does, right? But then like there's just some designers who they almost do things that are similar to Chanel, but they'll like bring in different colors and things like that. And I love that. So it's cool to
That's what I was talking about. Those transitions, not every designer can do that, by the way. So when it's done the right way, it's very beautiful.
when it comes to like bridal fashion and things that we see and, you know, what do you consider like the classic look versus like trendy?
Classic is always any shade of white. Any shade of white. And also the classic silhouettes. So whether it's a mermaid, whether it's the ball gown poofy dress, as long as you have a specific silhouette that's fitted on you properly and it's white, you're classic. Like, it will always be timeless, you know? Like one of my dresses, literally full on Swarovski, 500,000 crystals sewn by hand, one by one.
God.
But that silhouette is just a classic strapless mermaid where it's just timeless. Timeless. So I think the silhouette is the number one thing that makes a classic dress.
Now, typically when a couple gets engaged, and obviously this time frame is different for everybody, but we usually see that most people are engaged for about a year, give or take. How long in advance, ideally, if somebody is having something like custom made, how long in advance should they like come in to start the process?
About 6 months to 9 months. And it depends on the bride, depends on the design she's looking for. Like I said, if you're talking about a 500,000 crystals, that's going to be 9 months, you know? But if you're talking about, let's say, a veil, we have like 40, 50 something veils on our website. Those can be done within 12 weeks. So it really depends on your, of the design you want, and whether it's a dress or a jumpsuit or a veil. It really depends what you want to do, but usually it's 3 to 9 months.
Okay. So that's a great time frame because I feel like most people, they get engaged, they book their venue so that they know their date and everything, and then they start going for the dress. So before we get into like looking at some of your designs, because obviously I want to be able to showcase, you know, some stuff, what advice do you have for brides and grooms currently in the midst of planning their wedding?
One very important advice for the groom and the bride: have more than one look, for
Oh,
sure.
I love that.
We are human. We get bloated, we get debloated, we sweat when we are anxious. Like we cry at weddings. There's so many emotions that you go through just by the time you get through your ceremony, that like the first dance is when you feel like you've had a full day. And like your ceremony, your reception is just like hasn't started even yet. Because you have to realize on the day of your wedding, you take photos in the morning. You know, your whole day starts very early. So by the time you have your guests there and your ceremony is done, you feel like the day has ended.
It's
So, like,
true. It's true. You've
know
lived
what I mean?
like 12 lives before that
Yeah,
person.
exactly. So I always say, have a second dress, like, have three dresses. Like I'm more than for it. And even the groom as well. Like I said, we get bloated, we drink, we get anxious, we sweat. And like you don't want to be in that situation the whole night of your wedding. You know, you want to be as comfortable as possible. So to have a second dress, even like a mini dress, and like for the groom, have another tux. Have a more casual, you know, suit or pants, you know what I mean, or a dress shirt, but just so that if need be, you have that option, you know. If nothing happened to you, you can be in that dress the whole night, and you know, more power to you. But you have to kind of understand you're not a doll, you're a human being, and like especially brides with the corsets, like we tie them so tightly sometimes. I feel so bad for these girls. Like they can't breathe. I know they can't breathe. I suffocate them. So like I'm like, you need another dress. Like you're gonna sweat, you're gonna get anxious.
I was drinking so much water leading up to the week of my wedding because I'm like, I got my period, of course, like 3 days
Of
before.
course.
Typical. That's honestly so me. So classy me. I planned my wedding a date that I wouldn't have had it at that point. And then my cycle got all messed up and switched. And then I ended up having it. I was like, are you serious? And I was drinking so much water because I was trying to like, let's debloat as much as we can. So I know what you're talking about. You know, you got the Spanx, you got this, you got that.
Yeah. I have brides that the dress, if they have a dress that have the grosgrain belt inside, I will literally add them extra hooks so that they can be snatched for the ceremony. And then for the reception, they can let it looser so they can breathe, so they can sit, they can eat, you
Yeah.
know, and they can function.
Yes. Yeah, because it like you said, it's a long day, and on top of it being a long day, when you're in a dress that's especially if it's a really big dress and you're in it all day, you're just like I know for me, and this isn't just like on my wedding day, but this is any event I go to, I got my Spanx on, and the second that I get home to take those Spanx off, I'm like, oh, thank God, I can breathe again.
I don't wait till the house. I do it in the car.
Yeah, me
I don't wait till the
too. No, because you sit there and you're like, oh my God, how did I survive the last 6 hours? That's just if I was a guest somewhere, but yeah.
Exactly. That's why I'm like, just think ahead. Just understand you're not a doll, you're a human. Like that is very crucial to understand. And it's not about, you know, being so extra. I don't believe it's the vanity of it, of having, you know, two or three dresses. No, it's really because you're human, you're breathing, your body changes, you know, you sweat, there's oils on your body. Like just acknowledge that.
I always tell people, like, even when they're booking their hair and makeup services, like, if you can budget in to have like your hair and makeup team come back and like give you another look or freshen you up, especially when you're taking photos outside and it's hot out and this and that, you're like, it makes so much of a difference. Like, it really, really does.
And also there's an element of Like, I love the brides that do a more casual second dress or like a party second dress where you become now the like the party girl bride, not just the bride. You had your moment with the ceremony, with the photos where those are forever. These photos are forever also, but it brings a different twist to as a bride, where I just think it brings a more feminine element into the whole story of your wedding.
Well, that's like the big thing with a veil too, because I love like the cathedral length veil down the aisle, but like the second that like you're out of ceremony, the veil comes off. Like show that headpiece off because you don't really show it down the aisle. And now the party is about like show that headpiece. And I will say something, I am a big like proponent that the headpiece or whatever you do in your hair or jewelry, like the accessories, is enormous to me. And I feel like 2023 was like the year of no headpiece. And I was like, I am not for this. Like, I need a headpiece. I need like the whole thing.
Well, because you have to understand, you want to stand out from your from all your guests. You don't want to look like you're part of the, a party. You want to continue looking like a bride. I have many brides that buy two veils, that buy the big long cathedral veil, and then they want like a shorter mini one that they will literally wear throughout the night. Like they'll dance with it and everything, and like it will be with the with their crown or with the hair,
Like pins or headbands.
like the pins, and it will literally be on them all night, and it doesn't bother them because it's short, it's sweet, like they're not dragging anything. So I agree with you, that has to come back and stay.
It needs to, because I'm like, I just don't understand this whole like less is more kind of look. Like, I'm like, no, like I want the whole thing. I want the whole
No. More is more.
thing.
That's definitely my philosophy.
So show me a little bit of like the behind the scenes. We have some dresses back. We
Let
got,
me show you.
let's see.
So we have two collections of veils. These are the ones that are on the website now, these two racks here. And then this, I won't show you this one because that's for next year. And then these are our dresses with the Swarovski crystals. Like,
Oh,
this is the one that's 500,000 crystals,
wow. Oh
and
my
they're sewn one by one.
God. I could
You see what
not
I mean?
imagine what goes into sewing. Just so you know, I literally can barely sew a button. Like, I'm embarrassed. So
No, these dresses are very specific. Like, they're every single crystal is there for a reason. Like, we're also working on launching corsets, and I'll show you. Like, we have corsets. See, we're still working on them. They're not finished. These are all for a specific bride. And like we talked about the color hues, we have a bride that's wearing gold for her. It's her second wedding. She's
I
getting
love
remarried. So that's a great, she still has that vibe, but
it.
it's not white, white, white. So we have corsets that go into the dresses, you see? But then we have these belts. So, like any wedding gown that has these belts, that creates the waist, right? So we're making them together with the corsets. So the corset will snatch you as much as possible, and then the belt will just secure it and create that extra V that's supposed to like go in like that. So, and these corsets will also be available separately to purchase to wear with other dresses. And like, for example, this mini, like the perfect
Yeah,
party
perfect
dress
party
for
dress.
a bride. Dance in it and all that. And I'll show you with the lights off what they look like.
Oh, wow.
I mean,
Yeah. I mean, it's a
turn off the other
statement.
one.
It's a statement.
You see what I mean? Like, it's as if she's alive, you see?
Yeah. It's, I mean, these are like statement party mode. Absolutely.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying? And then okay, let's turn that back on. And then our veils, you really, I mean, you can go either all out. We
Oh,
have,
I love the
pearls.
oh my God.
You know, we have one that's
Pearls are the thing this season.
yeah. There, I feel like they will never go out of style, like
No.
ever. You know, like this pearled veil is very special. It's ombre, so it goes from like heavy to light, and like you're just dripping with pearls as you're walking down the aisle, you know. And then we have like more classic ones, you know, where it's just a line of pearls, and then like these kinds where it's all over, you know, we have the Swarovski ones where every single one you see is sewn by hand. You know, we have these kinds of Swarovskis where it's, you know, the
Oh,
big
wow, those are
crystals.
big.
Yeah, you see, like
Oh my God,
very, very,
that's so
yeah,
cool.
very avant-garde.
Yeah. I mean, I think like whether someone went for a classic look or, you know, they could dress it up so much with the veil.
Yeah, your veil really, here, let me switch you. Wait, how do I do that? Oh, there you go. Your veil really can like make or break your dress completely. Like it can make completely different kind of vibe. You can, and what I started seeing a lot of girls doing is they will have a classic dress, let's say. It's nothing, no lace, no beading, just a classic satin dress. But then they'll go all out on the veil, and it creates this like beautiful symbiosis where it's like, what kind of bride are you? And like, you look different from like every angle, and you're mixing vibes like the bohemian with the classic. And like, it just brings so much character into the bride and like just shows her personality because we're not all one dimensional, you know. There's so many layers to women. We're human, you know, and we have so many different parts of our personality that I believe has to come out on your wedding day, you know, and because like copying a look is gonna, you know, you have a look of that designer, but when you're mixing things on your with your taste, with your personality, and putting things together, that just creates a different story.
100%. And I just think like bridal fashion, whichever way you go, whether you're like the ball gown bride, the lace bride, everybody likes little bling. Everybody likes that extra special touch. And to be able to dress it up, if it's not within your dress, and to be able to dress it up with your accessories, like your veil, will speak volume. It really complete the look. So it's Harry, before I let you go, because I know that you're busy, you got appointments today. I know how it is, you know, Saturdays in the business, like other people are off on Saturdays, but Saturdays in the bridal
Not
business,
us.
it's our go time. Where should everybody go to get in touch with you? Like, where's the
On
best?
our website, it's harrycouture.com. It has everything.
Perfect. And then obviously we gotta plug the Instagram because
Yes. We Instagram shows like all of the behind the scenes. Like we should really go into detail of like all our products, how they're developed, what materials we use, how we use it, and like we pair it with like different dresses because we have real brides. like that we cater to. So we're not just doing it on a model and selling you an image. Like, we're showing you real brides that really bought their dress and then chose one of our veils, and how that symbiosis really happens. So you're able to really see it on Instagram.
Amazing. And so everybody can go follow you at Ateri Couture.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Sounds good. Well, Ateri, next time I'm in LA, we got to get together.
We have to.
Or next time you're in New York, whichever comes first.
Yes. Yes.
And just to like wrap everything up before we end, everybody, if you're not already following Ateri on Instagram, go follow her at Ateri Couture. See what she's up to. Get some ideas and trends and things like that for your upcoming wedding day. If you're not already following me on Instagram, please go follow me at The Bride Tender for all fun facts on your wedding day, ways to save money on your wedding day, and hiring the best in the business like Ateri for your wedding.
Thank you.
Next week, mix yourself a cocktail, slide into my DMs with questions you want answered on all things weddings. Stay sane, stay healthy, and we'll catch you next week. Bye.